Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question I have for you today is, I want to tell you a little story first, and then I want to ask you if these people should have known better. If you have not been paying attention to the news, there's been a social media trend called the money glitch, in which people of TikTok and Instagram had discovered a problem in Chase Bank's system that would allow you to deposit a check from your own checking account into the ATM, it not knowing that that money wasn't real for a long enough period of time that people were taking out hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in what they were calling a money glitch, thinking that the bank would not know that money should have come from their account. Now, there are a lot of people taking to social media very upset. Some of them are negative $15,000, negative $20,000.
That's what I get.
And they're checking negative $31,000. That man was in tears. Yeah. The guy negative $31,000, he was lost.
Oh, yeah.
The question I have for you today is, should they have known better?
Okay.
Should they have known that this was check fraud?
Yes, because number one, the minute you started this whole thing with, did you hear the story about a money glitch? There is no such thing in life, unfortunately, as a money glitch. It's called Chiefsaholic stealing and robbing banks. That's not a money glitch. That will get you in prison. This is very similar. While it's fortunately nobody directly was harmed in this, going to an ATM, and in this scheme, it says they didn't know it was a scheme. BS.
Did you think that the bank was just going to let you keep free money?
They deposited a check for a large amount of money, and then they logged back in, put their card back in, type in the PIN again, then they withdrew like
all the money
of all
or
the
as
money
much
back.
As they would let him take. Yeah.
What did they think? And then so the guy crying that he's negative $30,000, he just thought he was getting $30,000 for free.
What did he do with that money?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't you give some of it back, or did you spend it all liquid? Like if you bought a car, at least you could sell the car. Yeah,
the way he was crying,
check
I think
fraud,
he spent it.
Check kiting, whatever you want to use.
An expert, Kimberly Palmer, a financial expert in this story, is quoted as saying, yep, that's pretty much just traditional check fraud. There's nothing really new about this.
This guy knew he didn't have $30,000 in his bank account. What did he expect was going to happen?
I mean, if you try to cash a fake check, and like for the brief time I worked at a bank, there's plenty of people, even in my brief
back
time.
Back then, people were using checks more,
Yeah, and I mean, but they're always trying to like bring in some check. I had to get in a big fight with, what was the family that they were a part of? I believe it was a Kemper at the time I was at the bank, and they tried to deposit a $500,000 check. It was a real check, but they had like $400 in their account. I'm like, look, I got to put this on hold. Like, why? I'm like, I don't know if they have $500,000. You got $400 in your account. Gold, you rolled in with $400 in your account trying to give me a check for $500,000. Like, get the hell out of here.
We're going to give we're gonna make 1% of that available.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, go see your personal banker and they'll figure out whether or not you can actually see this.
Honestly, these people are morons. Anybody that thinks they can go to an ATM, they know deep down that they don't have $30,000 in their bank account, and then it somehow lets them withdraw $30,000. It's clearly a glitch.
There had to have been a point in their conscience where they said, "This isn't a good idea. It's just not." Even though it's a trend, and even though it looks like it works, it's not a good idea.
So stupid.
It's not.
Did it say ultimately have these people been arrested?
They're not being arrested right now, but they are being asked to return a lot of the money. I would presume. I will presume that a lot of them are going to face some criminal liability and what is clearly check fraud. But I mean, it was just going to be like, look, it's a money glitch.
All for a trend.
You just put in this check and then you take all your money out. You're like, it's one thing to commit check fraud. People do it. I wouldn't recommend it, but people do it. And some people have gotten away with like kiting checks for a very long time. I would not recommend that if you are committing a crime, don't show you committing the crime. You know, don't then offer, in addition to that, video evidence of you standing at an ATM committing the crime. I would never recommend that. Gold, if you're, you know, if for as much legal advice as we've given on the show, don't videotape your criminal activity. Feels like a pretty easy one, right?
Well, people probably didn't even, the overall thought process was,
I think some of them
was,
honestly thought it was just a glitch.
Was, it's a trend, it's a fun thing to do, I'm going to do it because it's a thing, and it's a bad thing that obviously can get you in serious trouble.
Yeah, there's no money glitch, there's no bank error that somehow benefits you.
What's the closest thing to a money glitch? The over 830 and a half for Travis Kelce this year? That's about closest for me on the money glitch department. Pretty much free money is what they're offering.
The Chiefs over on their win total. Yeah, over 11 and a half wins. It's something like that. But no, like any bank error, Cody, they may not catch it. You worked at a bank. They may not catch it that day or that week. Eventually, they're catching the error, whether it's a $100 error or $100,000 error. You remember there was a story a couple years ago where somebody, they clearly made a mistake in their bank account. They added like four zeros to their bank account. Somehow they had like, so all of a sudden
somebody clicked something they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they had over millions of dollars in their account. And the person tried to flee the country. Like they withdrew the, like they somehow tried to get out of the country, bought a car. They got caught. Of course you're going to get caught.
The closest thing
must get away with a crime sometime, though, you know?
The closest thing
that's their argument.
The closest thing to a money glitch, I think, is the popular $1 for $200,000 winnings of anytime touchdown parlays for the entire week. Yeah. That's a popular thing I'm seeing. Like $5 to win $300,000 for.
Yeah. And even that, you're pretty much just giving them your $5.
Someone wants to know, what was your question?
Were they wrong for thinking it was a money glitch? Okay. That's what I asked. Yeah. I asked a question really early on. Mostly, I just wanted to discuss this story because it's just so utterly ridiculous. Other than that, what's your spread for tonight? Come on. It's a opening game. What, you're going to the game. You're actually going to cover it as a member of the
whatever the Chiefs have in the press box is the spread. So.
I will bet you $10 million it's chicken fingers at halftime because that's what it's
at
been.
At halftime? But what about
at
pregame?
Every Chiefs game.
Pregame.
Of, it's like four choices. There'll be a
like
pasta.
Like a chicken Alfredo pasta. Yeah. It works for me, man.
Yeah, there'll be some sort of pasta in a Schaefer dish. They'll have some rolls available to you.
The brownies at halftime, clutch.
And then, yeah, you can get a cookie or a brownie at halftime with your chicken fingers.
Yeah, I'll be out there very early tonight. Very, very early to avoid the traffic disaster that will inevitably be there during rush hour.
You don't think they figured it out this year?
No. Hmm. It's also going to happen right in the middle of rush hour. I mean, it's going to be a mess. Get out there early. People are already out there. We saw photos much earlier on today. People getting set, tailgating and everything. But I'll be out there. I think Mac and I are going from the station tonight.
Any time that these questions come up from the 816, I feel like the way Cody asked the question, he's thinking in his head about how he could have gotten away with it.
Yeah, what would you have done to avoid getting caught on this glitch? Would you have pulled out the money and just...
Funny enough, you know, one of the financial experts who was talking about this is like, check kiting is really common and it's hard for banks to catch if you just like write a check for $100, deposit it, and then write a check for $200, and like do it in a circle from four different bank accounts. But like, this is way too much money.
It's too complicated.
I'm not gonna try to commit check fraud. I haven't at this point in my life. Might as well. I haven't committed a crime in a long time, you know? I've been really holding true.
Someone points out, bank ops manager here, banking the most highly regulated industry in the country. The people that did this should be locked up. They're idiots. I tend to agree.
It's tough. Tough to go to jail just for being stupid. You know,
somebody said to put Felix down for a sack.
A lot of people are in prison because they're stupid. A lot of people are in prison because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm. Are there odds for a Felix sack tonight?
I'm sure.
I wonder what those odds would be. Plus money.
He got a half a sack. Is it over half a sack? Because he got a half a sack in the opening game last year.
I have no idea.
So
I just wonder because this person says to do it. So
okay.
Drew has promised anything you text in, he will do. So for a bet tonight. Anything. That's what Drew has promised.
No, I did not. His name is not on a FanDuel.
Okay.
For sacks.
Yeah, the only defensive props are Chris Jones and Mike Dana.
I will not be giving you any money either, so that you can I'll not be giving you any money.
Yeah, if you give Alex $100, he'll
Yeah, because of previous.
He'll turn that into more. The, that was a money glitch for that guy.
After Drew's couch incident on Facebook Marketplace, that person did get $100.
That is the money
for
glitch,
nothing.
I guess.
That is true. And it's small enough amount of money that person's not getting caught because you didn't report them.
No, I did, but the problem is it was through Cash App said that they cannot do anything.
That's the problem right there, Cash App. That's the issue right there. Don't ever use Cash App.
Yes, that is yeah, that's the lesson learned. Along with just sending people money in the first place.
I think Zelle's always the sketchier one.
I think Zelle and Cash App are two of the more sketchy ones that you're kind of screwed if you send it to the wrong person kind of thing. Or they
who did you send it to when you got scammed on those concert tickets?
That was through in Houston, but we got them back, remember? That wasn't Venmo. That one might have been my Cash App lesson back in the day. But I told you how that all played out. I was in Houston.
Yeah, you got him back.
Got screwed over on tickets for concert with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then that same person posted another listing later on that afternoon. And I inquired from a different email address and said, hey, we're interested in the tickets. And so they sent me the first ticket because that's what they did the last time. And it was a real ticket or something. And then so I said, oh, actually, can you send me both? I just want to make sure they're real. And I never sent that person the money. So it ended up being a wash. And it was the same person, though.
Great.
So I actually got what I paid for.
Or nice. Are you sure it was the same person? And you didn't just scam somebody else?
Oh, I didn't scam
you scammed somebody else?
No.
You got scammed so you could scam whoever you like?
No, it was the same email address of the person from before. Good. I emailed them from a different email.
Smart.
But it was their same email. We got them back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.